Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
We're back. Yes, indeed. Thank the Most High that we're back again. Back again for another episode. Yes, another very precious episode of Hidden Gospel, Hidden Gospel Revealed. And I'm your host, Eddie Mia of Covenant Remembrance Ministries. Yes, so very thankful to the Most High for this opportunity, this precious opportunity to be back with you here again. Yes, and I thank the Most High for every ear that He brings near. And I thank you all, yes I do, for listening. For the Most High has told me, yes directly has He told me, that I have for His cause some very important things for Him, yes, that I must do. The Most High calls a prophet to speak with others would not. For indeed, my brothers and sisters, men more often than not have been more concerned for personal pulpits and thrones than for the ultimate divine covenant cause, the one consent, healing, and reconciliation of a people devout unto the one Most High, for the making one, my brothers and sisters, of a world entire unto the ways of eternal peace. But now, my brothers and sisters, even now the time, my brothers and sisters, that time has come when the promise times of refreshing are upon us. The time to rediscover the ancient truths. The time foretold, my brothers and sisters, that all the precious truths that unscrupulous men for so long have schemed to keep hidden in the darkness must again be brought to the light, to at last remember all that should never have been forgotten by truth-loving brothers and sisters, is now. For again, the Most High has told me that I have for him some very important things for his cause that I must do. And he told me that because of what I must do, he said that I would surely accrue some very powerful friends as well as enemies. But he told me that in doing for him that which he has asked of me, that I would have his protection and his guidance. And for that, my brothers and sisters, I am indeed utmost thankful. For the Most High has told me, yes, indeed, has he told me, that I must tell you things. Yes, that I must tell you things, precious truths, that men have done some of everything they could since the dawn of human fall to hide, to deny, to pervert, to silence, and yes, my brothers and sisters, if they could, to destroy. So let it be in this day when the Most High is appointed, yes, that all the truth that the world would obscure must again come to light, when all who would hide the truth from you must be exposed. When indeed, my brothers and sisters, all that has been hidden in the darkness must come to light, must be revealed. Let it be, my brothers and sisters, that all who would serve the Most High cry aloud. Hallelujah!
Yes. Well, my brothers and my sisters, we're back. Yes, indeed. I thank the Most High that we are back again. Yes, indeed, that we are back again for another episode, another very precious, precious episode of Hidden Gospel, Hidden Gospel Revealed. And I am your host, Irmiah of Covenant Remembrance Ministries. Indeed, very thankful to the Most High. I said very thankful to the Most High for this very precious opportunity. Be back with you here again to speak these precious words. The Most High has told me, yes, indeed, directly as he told me, that I must tell you things, yes, indeed, that I must tell you things, that men have done some of everything they could since the dawn of human fall to hide, to deny, to pervert, to silence. Yes, indeed, my brothers and sisters, but the Most High has promised a great day of remembrance, my brothers and sisters. Promised a great day of remembrance in which all will finally at last acknowledge and know the fact that the Most High, his very name, declares him to be all and everything that he is, and that all will be true to his name. I said, and that all who would be true to his name must seek all that is his will, that in no way, my brothers and sisters, is his name dishonored. For indeed, my brothers and sisters, whoever would seek to be justified by any standard less than the fullness of all the Most High declared, has invited all manner of confusion, all manner of mass contradiction. Ultimately, my brothers and sisters, that few recognize any real, genuine sense of reverence, having a reference point, my brothers and sisters, after which men might at last, in the gift of the Most High, genuinely know what it is to love, honor, cooperate, and trust. It's time we understand, my brothers and sisters, the truth of what is the very foundation of that which is and is to be the kingdom of Yah. It is important, my brothers and sisters, we must understand that the Most High, one who we call Master above all masters, Lord, if you will, above all lords, King above all kings. He is one. All who will be true to his name must also be one. In fact, my brothers and sisters, for this reason, we were warned that no man call upon the name of the Most High in vain. Talking about Exodus 20 and 7. What does it read, my brothers and sisters? And you shall not take his name in vain. The Most High will not count him guiltless who takes his name in vain. We must understand the meaning of this word. It is vanity, my brothers and sisters, if any man seeks to please the Most High after less than a desire, a love for doing all that is divine requirement. It is vanity to call upon the name of the Most High who declares his name as being true to all that he is. It is vanity to call upon his name and have no desire to do all his will. Shall men call upon the name of the Most High, seeking to be justified by a lesser standard, to appease or please another? Shall men call upon the name of the Most High, my brothers and sisters, to rob him? Shall men call upon the name of the Most High, dishonor him, to reject his word? Oh, my brothers and sisters, I want to talk more about this, but quite frankly, there's much to be understood by Messiah's word when he said, I have made thy name, thy word, known to them, and they have accepted thy word. About John 17:8-9. Saying then, therefore, I make no request for the worldly, but for those thou hast given me. Ultimately, my brothers and sisters, according to Yohanan, John 17th chapter, that his people might all in all things be one. We realize, my brothers and sisters, the conditions under which Messiah said he would petition the Most High, that we gain conscience necessary to please, appease him, preserving the knowledge of his will, guarding the knowledge of his will. How can you guard, my brothers and sisters, what you have not known? Messiah said, if you love me, if your allegiance is unto me, keep, guard, maintain, my brothers and sisters, is far more than words on a printed page. It is the knowledge of his conscience, my brothers and sisters. If you love me, keep my commandments. How about, my brothers and sisters, we must understand. Having written words on a printed page has not been sufficient. Pete, having words on a printed page has not been sufficient that men have come to agreement. Having words on a printed page, after the instructions of variant men, has not been sufficient to bring all under perfect cooperation and reverence for a reference point. Having words, my brothers and sisters, merely on a printed page, after the instruction of men, has not been enough for man to agree. And without an agreement, my brothers and sisters, humanity has no covenant, has no order, has no peace. You must understand when Messiah said, if you love me, keep my commandments. He said, and I will ask what? I will ask, I will petition. He said, I make no request for the worldly. How about for those who love contradictions, who have no desire for an absolute? All my brothers and sisters, we have to understand. You don't solve the problem by maintaining and preserving the problem. He said, if you love me, God, maintain, defend, preserve the integrity. Then he said, ultimately, of his word, his instruction. And my brothers and sisters, it's more than words. A man's mouth. He said, now I ask the Father, I petition the Father for the Spirit of truth. Oh, my brothers and sisters, something that enlivens the minds of men to be able to discern, collaborate, cooperate, comprehend together. I ask the Father for the Spirit of truth. How about the Spirit of honesty, justice? Spirit of equity, fairness. How about my brothers and sisters discerning divine conscience as is true to all that he requires of all his people, that they agree, that they give due honor and praise, even a common prayer and petition unto him? I want you to understand, my brothers and sisters, what is Proverbs 28:7? That he would not hear the law of the Most High, even his prayer, is an abomination. How about my brothers and sisters, a crime against nature? I want you to hear me, my brothers and sisters, and understand what I mean by this. It said, he will not hear. He will not hear. He will not be obeyed. He will not comprehend the law, the just order the Most High requires for his people. And trust me, my brothers and sisters, 45,000 denominations and reading a book and not discerning the ultimate, absolute, divine meaning has not been that law, has not been that order. And my brothers and sisters, for this reason, in that men in a fallen state have not sought for the full fruition of all that is divine will, has been the reason why, my brothers and sisters, contentions, convolutions after carnal, fleshly designs, undisciplined, unrefined designs against the peace remains. I want you to understand something, my brothers and sisters. He said you should not take his name or swear by his name in vain, meaning you should, if you call upon his name, you must call upon his name, seeking all that is his will. Again, he who will not hear, heed, obey, seek to fully comprehend and understand for the mutual good of one another, the law of the Most High, his prayer, his very thoughts, his praise, P-R-A-Y-P-R-A-I, what he prays for. My brothers and sisters, if the heart unwilling to hear, my brothers and sisters, is the disgusting, unnatural crime against the natural order things. So we must understand, my brothers and sisters, when the scriptures tell us such things, well, they call it the Shema. You'll find it at Mark 12:29. 31, Deuteronomy 6 and 4. If you rightly understand, Matthew. To rightly understand, my brothers and sisters, 22:36-40 is to understand that if we love one another, we have an obligation to one another to seek the perfect truth and none be lost. If we love Yah, my brothers and sisters, and love the peace that he loves, being one, we have an obligation, my brothers and sisters, to understand what it really means. Hear, O Israel, our master, even him who is Lord above all lords. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our Lord. Him who has won, my brothers and sisters, forever. Is, in fact, my brothers and sisters, is one. We must hear him who is one, that we discern truly, according to his counsel, what is peace. Therefore, my brothers and sisters, we must understand purity and completion, offering one choice. I said purity and completion, offering only one choice. It is the obligation of all men when to understand, when you say, go forth and convert the nations, baptizing them, converting them in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, teaching them to do everything he commanded. It means, my brothers and sisters, whatever is lacking in persons or intelligence, persons or even nations' intelligence, it is an obligation on the part of that, of whoever would call upon the name of the Most High, to seek all that men have lost. To discern beyond every perversion, my brothers and sisters, that men have walked after. And we all again, my brothers and sisters, discern the will of Yah as one. One of the first things the Most High told me, very soon after anointing, he told me these words. He said to me, my brothers and sisters, that all that is required to make a devil, if there were none, I repeat, all that is necessary to make a devil, if there were none, is for man to be left without guidance, or for man to refuse guidance. My brothers and sisters, man does not attain to divine conscience in and of himself. But how long has it been, my brothers and sisters, that men, falling away from the pure, perfect knowledge of Yah, seeking to be justified after lesser standards, accepting a bribe that could never bring to bear the beauty of what the Most High from the beginning intended? How long has it been, my brothers and sisters, that man falling away, rather than seeking to repent, to be restored to that which he has lost? and fallen from, has chosen to create his own gods. False gods, my brothers and sisters. Bewitching himself so as not to discern is the greatest state of conscience. And my brothers and sisters, whoever would do this has no respect for the Most High. Whoever would seek comfort and flatter men in their vanities as fatal flatterers are robbers against the Most High. And the scriptures tell us in the book of Malachi, and if we start around 2 and 16 and read out to 3 and 9, that my brothers and sisters, if a man even has a residue, I said even a residue of the spirit of the Most High, he knows the Most High does not like delight in mass contradiction. Mass contradiction can by no means give true honor unto the Most High. After massive contradictions against his pure perfect will, he cannot be pleased. A mass of contradictions, my brothers and sisters, the people who would harbor mass contradictions should know better. Most High told me that anciently his people would have known that Abraham was called to seek the perfect will of Yah, and his children were to do the same. That if ever there were contentions amongst his people, the people that ought to be the light of peace to a world, they have an obligation, my brothers and sisters, did you hear me? They have an obligation to seek whatever manner of greater counsel from on high the Most High would give, that they might be restored unto the conscience that they have lost for the mutual good of one another. Indeed, my brothers and sisters, no two souls opposed will enter unto the kingdom of Yah, the kingdom of peace. Therefore, if we genuinely love one another, having a care and a love of the Most High that none among us be lost, we have each soul, my brothers and sisters, an obligation unto humility, diligent unto the will of Yah, diligently seeking all his will. Yes, indeed, my brothers and sisters, that none be deceived. All my brothers and sisters attain to what the scriptures call that full armor of the Most High, that no lie, no deceit, no misconceit causing men not to perceive what needs to be received, that no misconceit, my brothers and sisters, might be harbored in the minds and hearts of our people. Whatever, my brothers and sisters, the soul of a man is not guarded by truth, he is easily seduced in his nakedness. It is time, my brothers and sisters, we discern far better than this. It is time, my brothers and sisters, that we know that the honor of the Most High is not to seek part of his will, seek only part of his will, but all. Or dare we think, my brothers and sisters, that anyone who would be called by the holy name is retained among the righteous who disagrees with the righteous one? Far better, my brothers and sisters, we know better than this. Far better that we know far better than this. My brothers and sisters, since Abraham was told to seek the perfect will of Yah, and that would be a blessing, the healing, the peace of the nation. In fact, the Hebrew word for peace and perfection are one. Completion, one. The Holy Spirit teaches all things. No lie in it. No differences in it. No contradictions in it. Unto a conscience beyond contradictions, that is life. Reproving all that is sin, all the misconceits that would divide our people. That is the spirit we pray, say we pray for, my brothers and sisters, if we desire and love what Yah loves. How then, my brothers and sisters, how then have so many of us not realized our obligation to seek the gift of truth for the mutual good of one another, that none be lost, and that the sanctity, sovereignty belong to the holy name? I can say, my brothers and sisters, it must be preserved. It must be restored again to mind. Now, dare I say this, my brothers and sisters, knowing that true Israel, according to Zephaniah 3 and 6, Revelation 14 as well, the true sons of Israel are those who speak no lies, do no iniquity. My brothers and sisters, it is our obligation that we seek the Most High to learn how not to lie.
Again, my brothers and sisters, no two people, no two souls opposed shall enter into the kingdom of peace. And yet it is true that no man, I repeat, no man after the unctions of his carnal mind can even begin to think that against what the Most High declared from the beginning eternal, that he has power, what, even after the approval of men, to establish a standard or establish any standard less than the fullness of divine rule, if he is to speak about being truly an ally unto the kingdom peace that is to be established upon this earth, as true to all the Most High has decreed from on high. It's time we do understand, my brothers and sisters. Yes, it is. It's time we do understand. The Most High is not mocked. What that means? No misrepresentation of him is acceptable unto him. And what else is misrepresentation, my brothers and sisters? But when men choose not to see, perceive, seek, when men refuse to comprehend, refuse to be diligent enough, humble enough before the Most High to even ask for his power to write and comprehend his word, far beyond the mass contradictions of a worldly status quo, it's time we understand the truth. For humanity has been in bondage for a very long time. For from the very first day, my brothers and sisters, I repeat, for from the very first day, man began not to realize that a mass of contradictions is a lie. Man was placed in bondage. You know, I hear many talk about the idea about the bondage that many of us in this country went into. Coming to this country, went into and made physical slaves of men. But the truth of the matter, my brothers and sisters, our bondage did not merely begin with the coming to this country in its environment of contradictions. But it began far before that, my brothers and sisters, when first humanity began to accept contradictions as truth. Becoming vulnerable, my brothers and sisters, to all manner of self-exaltation with which the Most High cannot be pleased. And woe upon a people, my brothers and sisters, who no longer recognize mass contradictions as lies, who account confusion, who account mass contradictions and contentions as if it were the result of being true unto truth. Indeed, my brothers and sisters, such a people are bewitched by warped definitions of freedom. Is it not written that the truth will set you free? But such a people, my brothers and sisters, that would accept mass contradiction. Mass contradiction is truth. Have been bewitched, my brothers and sisters, to be seduced by a warped definition of freedom, even to defend their bondage, wherein there is, because the truth, after such institutionality is never told, there is no justice, no life, no liberty, no peace. I repeat, my brothers and sisters, the Most High told me many years ago, that all is required to create a devil if there were none is for man to be left to his own imaginations without the guidance of Yah. Therefore, Messiah said he would petition the Father that men be offered that guidance. But my brothers and sisters, as an obligation unto Yah, as an obligation unto a people who will be called by his name. All, my brothers and sisters, did you hear me? All are obligated to seek the exceeding truth, that none among us be lost. Like the scripture says, in honoring him who is one, you're all obligated to seek the Most High, love the Most High, therefore to seek the Most High, that we know what is to be revered, know the reference point even, which is to be revered, that neither in word and deed does anyone deceive. We are to love him and seek him with all our minds, hearts, souls, and might. And this we must do, my brothers and sisters, that we love rather than remain after differences of opinion, argumentative, and disagreements against one another. But trust me, my brothers and sisters, where any man does not seek the full, perfect will of Yah, none of them are right. Mass contradictions, my brothers and sisters, mass contradictions are not the truth, not freedom, not the truth that will set men free. In fact, the contradictions themselves are, let's just say they impede the awakening of man's conscience and obstruct, stagnate his progress toward agreement with Yah. And truly, my brothers and sisters, a mass of contradictions can only be bondage. But think about the society we live in. Declaring to every man that according to his own designs and seeking to appease his own designs, even though they conflict one with each man with another, telling them that this is freedom. My brothers and sisters, no man is truly free until seeing beyond all the enticements, the bribery, the misconceits of man that act as an obstacle against heaven's peace, until he discerns beyond all the obstacles of the lies that have enticed men, that they overcome every wayward misexample. This is the attainment of the victory, my brothers and sisters, overcoming every wayward system of man that has caused men to contradict and argue against one another after so much vast misopinion. The victory, my brothers and sisters, in overcoming the world is in recognizing that this world functions in a manner quite carnal. And that I dare say, my brothers and sisters, and without refinement, without a real love for the truth, calling upon the name of the Most High, but not in truth nor in righteousness, reads Isaiah 48. Men have dared to believe that mercilessly they have sought favor. My brothers and sisters, and been unwilling to show mercy. I want you to understand what I mean by that. To seek the mercy of the Most High, to seek His favor, to seek forgiveness. Man must be willing to learn, in fact, what is repentance, what it is to return to the Most High, to be again at one, atoned unto Him. Disobedience, my brothers and sisters, not only is unlawful, disobedience is a misexample that to men is, that if such misexample deceives men, it is utmost unfair. When scripture says it this way in the book of Jacob, it said, if you break one law, you're guilty as to the whole law. Man's misexample, my brothers and sisters, is most inconsiderate, most irreverent, capable of deceiving many. The scripture says, he who deals without mercy will receive no mercy. My brothers and sisters, you see, I desire mercy, not sacrifice, and the knowledge of Yah more than burnt offering. Messiah said he came in the mercy and the love of Yah to show right example, my brothers and sisters. And it is the duty of all those who would claim to be true unto him. I say it's the duty of all they who would claim to be true unto him, or who would make a vow to be true unto him, to seek the utmost example, the utmost righteous example, that in nothing, my brothers and sisters, is any man a deceiver against his brother, blaspheming or insulting the righteousness of the Holy Name. Blessed are those among us who will understand this. We do live in a society today where men have believed that in their wantonness, in their lawlessness, I said lawlessness, they have dared to believe, my brothers and sisters, that without
a law from the Most High, without order from Him, without a sense of genuinely what is peace and reverence for Him. They dare to even believe that without knowledge they are free. My brothers and sisters, He said the truth will set you free. It means right discretion of divine will set you free from all those who misadminister, misinterpret, pervert all understanding. But whoever would pervert the men's understanding not to discern, my brothers and sisters, what they need to comprehend, that is indeed devilish. What it's saying in the book of Galatians, in effect, what it's saying, my brothers and sisters, would you seek to be justified by carnal men's misadministrations, misinterpretations? Or if you seek to be justified by man's law, false law, misexample, the Messiah came and died in vain. Say, who has bewitched you? Who has tricked you not to know which is which or what is what? Who has bewitched you? Caused you to become so proud, seeking to be justified after what merely seems wise to the flesh, that you would not obey the truth. Oh, my brothers and sisters, they didn't tell you that that word law has been vastly misused in the context of the way many have taught it. The law of the Most High should be realized as the conscience and the order of His kingdom, the way of peace. But without a law, my brothers and sisters, there is no order, there is no peace. When it says not under the law but under grace, it means not under the misrule of men, if the Most High has shown you something more. But without, unless the Most High shows you more, how can you be free? The Most High told me to pray long ago in this manner. Father, I don't know what I don't know. Don't know what I need to know. Don't know what something maybe have been placed in my mind that's actually an obstacle against me comprehending what is over me, utmost to Your honor, for the good of my people. But Father, You know. And if You don't tell me, I miss this confusion. I won't know. You tell me, for all you see, hear, read, or anything else from these people, you better listen to Him. Better check it out with Him. Or someone make a fool of you, deceive you to believe that you've attained to a dimension of conscience you have not yet known. Then watch out for false prophets, whoever would not tell you the whole truth. I want you to understand, my brothers and sisters, it is the duty of each one who call upon the name of the Most High to seek all that is divine will for the mutual good of one another. Beyond all the obstructive, stagnating, short-sighted allegiances to worldliness, worldly disrespect. And this, my brothers and sisters, we must do if we are to have His favor, that He genuinely love us. I know that sounds like a hard way of putting it. I mean, from the time you get here, they teach you in the hymns, yes, Jesus loves me. That's where they put it. His name wasn't even Jesus. Yes, Jesus loved me. Yes, Jesus loved me. The Bible tells me so. Jesus loves little children. My brothers and sisters, the scriptures tell us that whoever would deceive a child, be better for him that an ass's millstone were hung around his neck and he would cast in the sea than to face the wrath that is to come upon such a soul. But as much as men, my brothers and sisters, have told men that the Most High loves children, which is scriptures say that is so, and it is true. But a little child, my brothers and sisters, must also be as our children, desirous to comprehend the environment of the kingdom of the Most High, into which, my brothers and sisters, they must indeed, beyond even themselves, be reborn. Such is the trickery, my brothers and sisters, of birthdays. People say, okay, they're righteous because they were born. My brothers and sisters, we must seek a much higher orientation than what comes to men. Messiah said, to see the kingdom of Yah, you must be born again. In other words, you must discern an orientation from a higher place than that of contradictive man. My brothers and sisters, no matter, as we come to this world, the obligation to seek beyond all the controversies that are in it, to prove that we will be steadfast and true unto the higher will, the higher revealed will of one that he said he would reveal to those who would guard, maintain, defend, and act as right example regarding his word. But there are those, my brothers and sisters, who would misrepresent, to walk after whatever seems wise according to their own agendas and their own hearts. Never considering, my brothers and sisters, the misexample they portray, especially if they wish to portray themselves as success. Forgetting, my brothers and sisters, that the only victory is improving oneself steadfast in the Most High beyond every fallen standard this world has endorsed. Read Isaiah 25, my brothers and sisters, and it speaks about the victory. So overcoming all the veil, the coverings of lies, struck the vision of all the nations. In fact, my brothers and sisters, compel men to walk out the master visions against divine vision. And the end result, my brothers and sisters, has not been peace. And peace is the only offering the Most High will accept. Why do we argue loudly? Why are we not ashamed of arguing so loudly when peace is our only salvation? Strong words indeed. Again, my brothers and sisters, the problem's cure is not in the preservation of the problem. Therefore, my brothers and sisters, what must be the cure for the problem? It must be eradicating the problem, my brothers and sisters, and for that day of cure, many have not realized the need to seek Yah for ultimate understanding that he be prepared. For the day of the cure, my brothers and sisters, is the day when the Most High will discern the difference by his word. He will discern the difference. By the fullness of his word, he will discern the difference between the righteous and the wicked, between those who serve Yah and those who serve him not. Yet a world has been bewitched, daring to believe, as some would say, that they're not under divine law, as if they have no obligation under divine order. My brothers and sisters, if a man is not subject to divine order, if he's not subject to divine law, if he has no respect for divine order because he believes the massive contradictions are somehow viable, he has been bewitched after the misconceits of another. As I told you before, no man attains the divine conscience of himself. All that's required to create a devil. For one to seek to establish a lesser standard and call it wise. Is man to be without the guidance of the Most High, without the capacity to see beyond himself? Well, one of those, my brothers and sisters, who lack the vision of the Spirit. And I say again, my brothers and sisters, lack the vision of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit by no means will flatter any man. After a fallen state of conscience, or a lesser state of conscience, yes, the Spirit would push an individual to seek the next greater dimension of wisdom, and even commend a pure-hearted progress. But my brothers and sisters, pushing man toward progressing unto the fullness of all that is divine required, the Spirit of Yahshua will do. By no means does the Spirit of the Most High compel a man to be satisfied where he is in conscience. In fact, my brothers and sisters, remember Abraham was told to seek the perfect will of will of the Most High, and that his children also must do. According to 2 Peter. 1:1-10-12. We are told to diligently seek knowledge, discretion, How about discretion, my brothers and sisters, beyond worldly indiscretion? And in attaining genuine knowledge, firmity in the will of Yah, not to be so easily deceived by every lesser standard then, a polluted standard, because we've given free entrance into the kingdom of the One Most High. But my brothers and sisters, this election, or this choosing unto such a high calling, is not of men. It is of the Most High Himself, who must raise the conscience of man to discern His will. It's not man, my brothers and sisters, who decides what is sanity, what is firmity. Or dare men say, my brothers and sisters, having so long ignored the truth, define the clinical definition of insanity, which is an irrationality that is unwilling or will not hear and see the truth. So man, my brothers and sisters, unwilling to see the truth, say they have found sound doctrine. Men unwilling to see how the various nuances and high implications of the Holy Word work together. So men say, my brothers and sisters, that is still yet to be counted firmity, stability. The book of Jacob, called James, tells us that though we be scattered among the nations, even nations competitive, but still which will conspire and collaborate together to maintain robbery, dividing this world against the true rule of Yah. Though we be scattered among the nations, we still have an obligation. Beyond all double-minded allegiances, beyond all treacherous allegiances, against the will of one. And trust me, my brothers and sisters, every political system is a compromise against the will of one. Every political system, because it declares as if there was something else other than the will of one that is righteous, it is a compromise, it is hypocrisy, it is blasphemy, it is an insult against the righteousness of one. Look at the book of Yehuda, they call it Jude, and understand through those first four verses. So we have an obligation to realize beyond every system that mandates the preservation of contradictions, beyond every system, my brothers and sisters, that compels men not to seek truth, compels men, my brothers and sisters, in not seeking the truth, not to seek Yah, but to call themselves efficient, sufficient, worthy. What, after a worldly compromise, a worldly status quo, my brothers and sisters, that is a compromise, for the words is not the promise. Guess we all must understand. It's time we comprehend, my brothers and sisters, the Most High that we are to serve. He is Him who is one. And all things that He is one. And blessed are they, my brothers and sisters, who will seek His counsel, that in all things we be one with Him. Dear my brothers and sisters, I repeat again to you. Most High told me very early, right after anointing, all that's required, again, to make a devil, for man to be left without divine guidance whereby he seeks to create his own sense of righteousness. Becoming so selfishly jaded that he's bewitched not to obey and seek the truth. Bewitched not to seek greater discretion. The Most High also told me that whatever it is, that men seek to be absolved, any lesser conscience, it is not peace, my brothers and sisters. Trouble, tribulation, contention, aggression. And nobody, my brothers and sisters, no one loves the Most High who can hate perfection. If you love the Most High, my brothers and sisters, knowing that He is perfect. Knowing according to Psalm 19:7, that the law which converts the souls of men unto Him who is perfect is perfect. You seek all then that is His will, my brothers and sisters. Let nobody be deceived to follow after foolishness or deceive any deceitful way. Any false prophet, i.e. false, fallen, short testimony or institution, which would flatter men, that they be flattened to death. It's time, my brothers and sisters, we understand the reality. It's time we seek the truth. For again, my brothers and sisters, man fell into bondage when he began to believe that contradictions could be regarded as true. What must it do, my brothers and sisters, to the psyche, the conscience of a man who can believe every manner of partiality seeming wise to his own heart, every manner of differing ideas seeming wise unto men, and somehow be called wise? We've talked about this many times on this show, my brothers and sisters. 1 Corinthians 1:10-11. In the name of the Most High, we must all seek His perfect will. No contradictions, no divisions amongst us. There must be strife and divisions amongst us. 2:26. There must be strife and divisions amongst us. So we still function as carnal men, not after the Spirit. My brothers and sisters, all those words in the second chapter of going into the third of 1 Corinthians are prefaced with a word. It comes from a word, my brothers and sisters, that comes from Isaiah 64. He's looking at Isaiah 64, very close to 64, 65, 66. Isaiah said, oh, yeah, oh, that you would come down. How about melt the hard-heartedness of the nation? For carnal eyes and ears have not heard and seen, or been unwilling to hear and see the glory of what Yah, or what Most High has planned for those who love Him, who seek Him. And for all the resistance that is in men's hearts, in Isaiah 64, it says, finally, when man is humble, he will say, that Yah is the maker, the potter, and man is the clay. But it continues on, my brothers and sisters, in Isaiah 65. It says, the men have become a smoke all day in his anger, and that he's cried out to them all day, that they might hearken to his name, his word. But my brothers and sisters, in so many ways, were unwilling. Never called back with the righteous reply. The heart of men call back with a righteous reply to being offered a word worthy of being sealed and confirmed by the Holy Name. Indeed, my brothers and sisters, the scriptures rebukes of people who, when he called, they did not answer, but he spoke. They would not listen. He said he would number such a people to the sword, my brothers and sisters, for the utter destruction. But there must be peace on this earth. If you read the scriptures, it even goes down further. It says, when man finally hearkens to the Holy One of truth, then shall there be peace, and none shall hurt nor destroy in all this holy mountain. But it talks about the corruptions in Isaiah 66, or even the corruptions that are amongst the churches. By definition, they're really not church, but they're quite worthy. Many truths in the scripture they would not hear. And yet men have sanctioned and given allegiance to institutions where the truth is never heard, only to empower those, my brothers and sisters, who keep men's hearts and minds in bondage. You read on, my brothers and sisters, it finally talks about Messiah had a city. Same scenario at Zephaniah 2:15-3 and 6-3:13. Messiah, the city. and declaring in fact what is just and reproving ultimately what is both church and state. And then, my brothers and sisters, at the a report of great turmoil at that city. Same thing as in Isaiah 19, 18 through 25. Same thing as in Isaiah 24 through 27th chapter, repeated again and again. My brothers and sisters, Amos 3 reflects it. So many scriptures relate that same scenario. Messiah reproving a city but would not listen, so that his confusion, or let's just say the destruction of his confusion, subsequent to their not listening, would be an example to a whole world. But the scriptures that I can say in Isaiah 66 finally say that when the Most High reproves that city at the word of its turmoil, knowing the confusion must end, then men will be inclined to hear. Then will men be inclined to listen. Then will men be inclined, my brothers and sisters, to hearken to that which carnal eyes and ears for so long have been unwilling to listen to. Scriptures warn us, my brothers and sisters, whoever considers himself wise after how about the variant, foolish, deceitful, conflicting ideals of this world? Whoever considers himself wise and discerning, still trusting a mass of contradictions, say let him consider himself deceived, a fool, less than discerning, that he might become discerning, that he might become wise. And even the apostles themselves say that men should not regard them as lords or masters over anyone's faith. Faith comes by hearing a word from the Most High himself. Far beyond the hearing of the words of men is the instruction, the law of Yah. He warned, my brothers and sisters, the apostle Shaul warned both Jew and Gentile. He said, I have a great desire. My heart's utmost heartfelt desire is that Israel might be saved, saying they have a great zeal for Yah, but not for full discretion. That's what those words actually mean. But my brothers and sisters, as much as he warned about Israel about not fall into indigence, which is sin, which divides the people, which does not preserve the pure, perfect word. He also warned the Gentiles, say, consider in the 11th chapter, say, consider also then the both the goodness and severity of Yah, lest you be cut off. Excuse me. Boy, sometimes I think about these things. Everyone willing to accuse, but how many willing, my brothers and sisters, to discern the truth that is truly willing, that's truly, truly has the power to help? For the power of the words, my brothers and sisters, is not just merely in the vocalizing of the words, not merely in knowing what is said, but knowing why. And all its nuances, all its implications. How all things work together, my brothers and sisters, to bring forth what is good, what is whole, what is peace, what is blessedness, cooperation, love, and trust. Blessed are they who will know this. Blessed are they who will understand this. Blessed are they, my brothers and sisters, who are willing to humble themselves. Though a self-righteous world might be inclined to persecute those who seek the greater truth, our brothers and sisters, move on to whoever it is that would seek to persecute those who would turn toward the Most High. Warn those, my brothers and sisters, who would seek to persecute those who do what the scripture says must be done. For many of them, my brothers and sisters, that they not be discerned as children of darkness, but would prefer that all remain also indiscriminate in darkness, that they themselves might be exalted as wise. Whoever would do such a thing, my brothers and sisters, would regard the people to regard darkness as light. What does the scripture say concerning this? Satan's ministers come as angels of light. Deceiving the masses, my brothers and sisters, not to seek or ever know what the true light is. It's time we understand, my brothers and sisters. Yes, it is. What do you mean when the scripture says, he who dies without the law perishes without the law? I'm talking about looking at 2:12-13 of Romans. He who dies without the knowledge of divine order perishes. That people will not know his ways, but not enter into his rest. Psalm 95, Hebrews 3. What does it say, my brothers and sisters, when it relates? It said the soul, he who dies without the law perishes without the law. You ever stop to consider, my brothers and sisters, the scripture talks about how the Most High saw there was no order. Isaiah 49, and understanding the way of peace, of perfect peace with the Most High. No minister in the earth, none to heal human conscience under the will of one. And he was displeased. So Messiah puts upon himself the whole armor of Yah. Helmet of salvation upon his head, breastplate of righteousness. Zeal is a cloak. That means for righteousness' sake he would judge and make war. Read Revelation 19:11-21. Against all the rulers who would keep the people blinded, never discern what is the perfect will of Yah. To render recompense to his enemies, whoever would consider John 15:14, you're my friends if you do everything I command. It means you're enemies. Man, whatever it is, my brothers and sisters, who would not seek the whole truth of the Most High, and that he does not seek the fullness of his will, has animosity against the fullness of divine plan. And the Most High's will and shall be done. The scripture says, my brothers and sisters, that he must establish again justice in the earth. And that the word of the covenant should not perish from the mind and the heart and the mouths of the people, henceforth even forever. According like Isaiah 45 says, his people justified for the Most High. And the earth is a habitation of his people to a world without end. I want you to understand something, my brothers and sisters. I want you to understand something. The scripture says even there that when the Most High brings to light, it restores it to mind. The nation that will not confer to conform to his ways, his light, his order, the nation will perish. Please, my brothers and sisters, be wise enough not to even begin to think that walking according to a mass of worldly, compromised, hypocritical status quo. My brothers and sisters, don't dare think that taking a monotheist ideal under the constraints of a polytheist environment or orientation, and ever, at any time, be true or satisfactory under the will of one. A system that mandates the preservation of contradictions, confusion, contention, can never be peace, can never be a true covenant. It's time, my brothers and sisters, we understand the world is in bondage while it continues to look upon mass contradictions as truth. We'll again to a world that recognizes mass, or wants to call mass contradictions the truth. Calling mass contradictions something other than a lie. Again, my brothers and sisters, in calling contradictions the truth, having again, my brothers and sisters, a warped sense of freedom. Feeling no obligation, my brothers and sisters, unto divine order. Every man seeking to be justified by what seems wise in his own heart. Each and causing, my brothers and sisters, even whole nations to be contrary, contradictory against even their own life. For life is the attainment of conscience beyond contradiction. We must know better, my brothers and sisters. We must seek the Most High, not to be so easily tricked and deceived or what seems a prize for a moment. For indeed, my brothers and sisters, as I said before, the gift of eternal life is a gift of attaining conscience beyond contradiction. For no instability after double-minded contradiction, scattered after the diverse ideas of men. Well, my brothers and sisters, the scripture says, those who would maintain these contradictions, this indiscretion, then let him not think that in his petitions to receive anything from the Most High, let him not think that in anything he shall receive anything or be heard. But such a soul, my brothers and sisters, is unstable in all his ways. If we're going to tell the truth, my brothers and sisters, about what Messiah said, think about it. 11th chapter of Micaiah. Messiah went about to the cities of Bethsaida and Chorazin, crying out to the people that they might hear. And the people were not willing. And finally he had to stop in the midst of all his pleading and say or respond to something he heard from the Most High. That he stopped and he said, in an answer to what he heard, I thank thee, O my Father, creator of heaven and earth, that you've hid these things from the wise and men of understanding, supposedly of understanding, who exalt themselves in their ultimate imprudence. I thank thee, my Father, that you hid these things from men who have pride in their own understanding and have revealed these truths to babes, those who truly want to comprehend, but I understand the ways of the kingdom of God. God, thank thee, O my Father, that you hid these things from the wise and men of understanding. How about hiding them from those who are so jaded after their own understanding they won't hear him? You hid these things, and such was thy will. Better, my brothers and sisters, some people not even consider certain truths in the scriptures, and they take the words out of context and seek to make the words of the scripture inviolable, that men not comprehend the true meaning, or be misled so as not to discern the power of the words. Not to understand, my brothers and sisters, in the scriptures, the Holy Spirit teaches all things and brings all things to remembrance, is that we might be heirs of those who comprehended long ago in all things, my brothers and sisters, in the day of judgment, we might be on the same page. But there are those, my brothers and sisters, who prefer to tell you you got a new covenant rather than what, and there must be a restoration of a covenant. Because a people scattered after the varying ideas of contentious nations have no covenant at all. The word down there for new, it also means to bring forth a renewal, a restitution. What is the greatest power of Messiah? It said, all power from on high. How about the supreme power from on high has been given unto me to go forth and teach all nations everything he declared, baptizing, teaching in the name of the Father, unto the honor of the Father, Son, and the Son by that one Spirit, teaching them to do everything he commanded. What then is the utmost power of Messiah, my brothers and sisters? Just even the book of Romans tells us that not unto doubt but disputation. We must always seek to do better when good is presented. It means, my brothers and sisters, when the greatest standard is revealed, all are required to follow. Repeat, when the greatest standard is revealed, all are required to follow. Therefore, my brothers and sisters, when Messiah comes to reveal and bring consideration all that men have not considered, man will prepare for the kingdom of Yah, will be true, the hope for peace, for cause for the Most High, for those who will be called brethren. What the scripture says, the Messiah will come to prove foolish the wisdom of the wise, fools the wisdom of those who would call themselves wise unto themselves. It means, my brothers and sisters, he would prove foolish or deception standards, my brothers and sisters, far less than what is divinely required, that he be called shepherd. And it's blessed are those of my brothers and sisters who will understand what Messiah meant when he said he is the one called the root and offspring of David, the bright morning star. If you don't know what I'm talking about when I say these things, I would strongly suggest my brothers and sisters to not only check out the verses that relate what I'm talking about at Isaiah 44:20-45, 6-23, 25-46, 8-13. All these scriptures relating what Messiah must do. Establishing a temple upon a firm foundation even. But that you check out my website, my brothers and sisters, and look at those words that you'll find at hiddengospel.com, articles like Prophetic Proof, Early Church Origin, and Forgotten Mutual Expectation. Articles like, my brothers and sisters, The Secret City Prophecy, that truly announces what is the sign of the Son of Man. Articles like Tribulation 7365 AD, to find out again, my brothers and sisters, what for a long time, as because of Roman, murderous Roman persecution, has not been the consideration of man. To overcome the world, my brothers and sisters, is also not only overcoming the lies of blind men against discerning the truth, but finding that truth what men have sought to hide. Without that knowledge, my brothers and sisters, no man can be made whole. Time we know this, time we understand this, time we become true to knowing these things. For no man can love Yah, my brothers and sisters, and desire the preservation of illusions. Wake up time. Wake up time indeed. That people might be blessed, that people might be one, that people might be awakened beyond all this chicanery of those who have no intent to ever speak the whole truth. That men might be healed, that men might be made whole. What arguments do you have, my brothers and sisters, amongst the people who commonly understand the cause for the mutual good of one? We discern, my brothers and sisters, that into which they must cooperate, that there be joy and peace among the people of Yah. You know, I think sometimes about what the founder of this country wrote, talking about the idea about the rights they have inalienable at the hand of Creator, accepted because they are sanctioned, they say, by the people. But brothers and sisters, let me repeat to you again. I said, let me repeat to you again. The standard that the Most High will be pleased with, my brothers and sisters, is not subject to the behest of men. The Most High will not be destabilized by the thoughts of men. He still requires of men all that he has declared from the beginning as the eventuality and therefore the plan of life. Blessed are they who will know this. And discerning the truth that is necessary, beginning to discern the truth that is necessary that our people be made whole, and pursuing, my brothers and sisters, that path for holiness and righteousness' sake, they will not turn back. For many, again, my brothers and sisters, who have allowed indigence to keep them under sin, under fallen standards, exalting divisions against divine vision, blessed are they who then will understand the need to seek, as the scripture said, but indeed it's better. But like I said, he said both Jew and Gentile, that Messiah would ultimately come himself to cast aside all ungodliness from amidst his people, that a covenant remain forever, that there be a renewing of the mind, that there are those rather than see a need for renewing beyond mass contradiction, but just simply say that after that, whatever it is the men and their arguments choose to comply with, that's good enough to be called a covenant. My brothers and sisters, such ideals will never bring forth heaven. It's amazing that so many talk about going to heaven, but mercilessly, my brothers and sisters, walking in disobedience, hiding the truth, expecting, my brothers and sisters, that in being an obstruction to others, that they will have peace and freedom. Think again, my brothers and sisters. Think again. But even in a world, my brothers and sisters, that has been grossly contentious, every man against his brother, it is the duty of the people of God to learn how to work together, cooperate together, be true to what is true, growing in the knowledge of the truth together. For only such a people, my brothers and sisters, can be counted true unto Yah, that they prove that in discerning the truth, they would not turn back. What did Messiah say in Isaiah 15? Morning by morning, as the Most High caused my ears to hear the teaching, and I've not turned back the rebellious way, that I should know how to play a word to the weary. Fear, my brothers and sisters, does not tell people to be satisfied where they are unconscious, but prods them to contemplate much deeper. This for the sake of holy name, you must do. I said, you must do. It was not the hearers, but the doers. Provide example, provide example in word and deed, which should be called before the Most High just. There are some among us, my brothers and sisters, who realize the wisdom of that which I have spoken this night. Knowing again, purity and completion offers one choice, offers no open doors for a devil to enter. They will seek the whole armor of the Most High, that neither they nor others be enticed after any manner of obstruction. For any manner of obstruction is an enemy, is an obstacle, is an adversary. An adversary, my brothers and sisters, is anyone who will stand against even the least particulate of divine law. Messiah said, I have not come to destroy, but to fill, that is, to teach what the others would not. Your righteous then must exceed that of your leaders, or hide the truth from you. He said, else you should not enter the kingdom of God. Meaning that if you don't seek the truth, my brothers and sisters, they hide, you're in bondage to them and you cannot be free. Again, my website, hiddengospel.com, has much to say concerning these matters. Secret City Prophecies. .com, my brothers and sisters, the article is a website you might find these articles. Early church origin and forgotten mutual expectation. Men have not even discerned this generation. But the early church knew, concerning Messiah, who he is. I talked oftentimes about the fact that Malachi and Zechariah were post-exilic prophets, and they both spoke about someone who had come before, who would return finally to restore righteousness as of old in former years. Partial fulfillment, my brothers and sisters. And what Messiah came to do, I said 2,700 years ago. Been 2,100 years ago, but my brothers and sisters, this time around, the Most High intends to complete the work to sanctify this world unto himself. And that means, my brothers and sisters, seeking discretion beyond all indiscretion. This unto the Most High we must do, if we say we love him. But no one can love him. Was Abraham told? He's the perfect, yet will of Yah. And that would be the reconciliation, the blessing, the healing of all the nations. Had a lot of notes, my brothers and sisters, I wanted to go through tonight, but I have them sitting in front of me. But again, I chose to just let it loose. Just speak what came to heart concerning all these things. So much still yet, my brothers and sisters, I promise you, so much yet still that must be spoken. Must be comprehended. Want to give a little base, for more base foundation toward where I want to take these things. To speak concerning those things, my brothers and sisters, for a long time, men were not. And I would strongly again suggest we understand what Messiah meant. He said, I make no request for the worldly, but for those who will receive that word to the honor of his name, that we be one. My brother says, what can you do with someone who will not listen, who will not receive instruction, when he said the people who will not know his ways will not enter into his rest? In so many ways, my brothers and sisters, he was saying the people that won't listen
when they need to be removed, go where they go, because there's nowhere else they will go. But certainly they're not admissible. Whoever will not hear him, where the kingdom, he said, will not enter into his kingdom. Make no request for those who be an obstacle against the brother comprehending. So again, that article on my website is very important. Those articles are very important. The Secret City Prophecy, Prophetic Proof at HiddenGospel.com. Early Church Origin, Forgotten Mutual Expectation, Tribulation 70 to 365 AD. Very important. But whoever will not hear instruction, my brothers and sisters, concerning the kingdom, would not be counted worthy of the kingdom. So blessed those who will hear. Blessed days, my brothers and sisters, who will heart. The word is necessary that a people will be called by the name of one, become one. Find out how you can be true to a constituent under the kingdom, peace of Yah. That you become, my brothers and sisters, a fellow constituent, aid, a corroborator, if you will, with a ministry that truly works for the healing of our people. Got that website, my brothers and sisters. Discern the truth that for a long time has been hidden. That you come out of the darkness and that you at last see the light. Again, for what good, my brothers and sisters, are they who offer the opportunity to see and refuse to open their eyes and grant an opportunity to hear, but not listen? Blessed are they who will discern what it means in Isaiah 35, 1 through 5. A Savior is coming to save you. Even the Holy One of Vengeance coming to deliver his people. Then the eyes of the blind shall be opened, and the deaf ears unstopped. And then in that day will men know, as according to the scripture says in 1 Corinthians 4, 5, for men should know how to praise and honor Yah. Till we speak again, my brothers and sisters, this has been Adam Yah of Covenant Remembrance Ministries. Keep listening. So much more. That still needs to be spoken concerning all of these things. We must get past this pill of stupidity that is pluralist thinking, that is blind of the minds against discerning what the pure, perfect will of Yah. This we must do. We gain the victory over every enemy, every obstacle. And that we discern again truly how to praise Yah. Till we speak again, my brothers and sisters, this has been Adam Yah of Covenant Remembrance Ministries. Under his might, under his honor, and unto his praise. Always. Hallelujah. And I thank you all again, yes I do, for listening. For the Most High One, very recently, awoken with these words of this song. And blessed are they who will seek indeed what is genuinely the covenant song. The word, my brothers and sisters, of the great expectation for peace.